All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa!
And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
R&B money! We up! Tank, Jay Valentine, we are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? My name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast. The authority on all things R&B.
Straight up.
And sometimes, you know, it's not just a guess. It's not just an artist. Sometimes it's just family. Along with all of those other things. You know, top tens, few albums, a bunch of shows here and there, from Detroit, but R&B through and through. Make some noise for my brother, Mr. John Brown.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it, fellas.
John Brown!
What's up with it, man?
What up, baby?
None, chilling.
Yeah!
Appreciate y'all having me on. How
Absolutely.
Y'all doing?
Come on, man. Listen, man. We are happy to have you on, my brother.
Thank you.
You're like a little brother to me, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you, man.
And it's crazy, like running back into you in Dallas.
Yep.
Because we hadn't seen each other in...
14 years.
Had it been 14?
14.
Since the session we had done?
Mm-hmm. 14.
Wow. Golly.
Wow.
Yeah. And when I saw you, it was a meet. I was like, nigga.
What are you doing here?
What's happening?
Right, right.
Like, I'm opening. I was like, no one told me this.
Right, right.
But I'd always remembered you and was like, that was my guy. That was my little guy. That was,
man,
we did some good work together.
We did.
And then sitting down in that room and having a conversation with you, you know, just about how you felt about where you were and what you needed moving forward.
Right.
And from that point on, you know, my vow to you was, hey, man, whatever you need, I got you.
Straight up.
And first thing we're going to do is we're going to get you a record.
Yep.
And we went and damn it, got you.
I mean,
almost
immediately.
Yeah.
Shouts out to the fam.
Yeah.
Yep. Definitely did.
But listen, man, let's get into the, you know, R&B Money Podcast is about getting into the history of a guy, of a gal,
mm-hmm.
and understanding where it all comes from, right?
Yes, sir.
Because you can sing.
Oh, thanks, man.
That's the one thing.
Easy.
Well, you know.
You can sing.
Look who I'm amongst right now. We got some dynamic singers right here.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
I mean, come on. You got to bring when you're around.
You can sing. Yeah. And I want to get into the history of kind of where it all started for you, and not just from a business standpoint, but even just developing and honing your craft. Mm-hmm. Like, where did that start for you, and when did somebody say you got something, or when did you feel like you had something?
It started in my dad's church in Detroit. So rest in peace to my father, Pastor Brown.
Pastor Brown.
Started there. I was playing an organ, doing some of everything, and then from there progressing to talent shows, you know, just the same stuff we all pretty much did.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I think, like, I got to deal with Universal Republic. That's when we first came.
You're moving fast.
Well,
how did you get a deal with Universal Republic? And did somebody say, hey, man, you need to come see this guy that's singing in all these talent shows in Detroit?
All right, so.
Give me that.
All right, so how I got to deal with Universal, there was a guy in Detroit who heard me sing, found me on MySpace, and he's like, man, I know a guy who's in the radio business. He can get you. I was like, man, whatever, man. It's a Detroit cat talking. No offense to Detroit. I love Detroit. But, you know, people talk.
You from there. Yeah, yeah.
From the D.
You can talk about it.
So I'm like, man, you know, he playing. Maybe 2 months later, he introduced me to my manager, Maurice Harley.
Mm-hmm.
And so from there, he was like, man, I'm a radio guy. I can, you know, I want to try to help you out. Put a few songs out. Then, boom, it just started to grow. And that was it.
And they just called you?
They just called me. Like, well, four labels called me. But then Universal, I decided to go with them.
So for you as a young artist at the time, and you just kind of looking at, you know, these offers being on the table for you, what makes you at that age say, this label makes the most sense for me?
That's a good question. Because I'm going to say, honestly, I can't even say that was really my thought process. I think it was more so like, I finally have a deal, so let me roll with it, you know, mm-hmm. versus me really strategically figuring out if this was like the right thing for me. I was just more so excited that somebody wanted to sign me, so.
So they excited you the most?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, just in all honesty, bro, because.
Was it more money on that paper?
Was it more money?
All right. Yeah, it was more money.
See, okay.
Y'all know what time it is. It was more money. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna go here. But yeah, it was an experience.
So now in hindsight.
Mm-hmm.
With that situation not working out initially,
would I do it again?
Would you go to that same label over these other three? Because it's four altogether. When you look at your artistry,
oh, you trying to start something?
Not even that I'm trying to start something. I'm trying to for the kids that are watching,
mm-hmm.
and them having an understanding that every team don't match the player.
Facts,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? In sports, you can't really pick who drafts you.
Mm.
In music, you can. Unless there's only one and you just chasing that.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you have multiple offers, you now have the opportunity to say, this A&R has done such and such.
Right.
Maybe that works with what I do. Or
yeah.
You know what? They have no one up there that does what I do, and that can help, but maybe that could hurt me.
Yeah.
Because maybe they don't know what to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think artists don't stand back and assess.
Right.
We just say, oh, shit, y'all offer me $2. They offer me $2.50.
Right, so I'm gonna roll with this.
I'm gonna go with the $2.50 because I need that extra 50.
That extra 50. Yep. Boy, that's a couple extra sandwiches.
Yeah,
where I'm from.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's why I asked, because we try to be as informative as we possibly can.
Exactly.
You know, to the listener who either they don't know the music business, or they're coming up in it, they want to be in the music business.
Right.
We want to give that to them so they can have an understanding of how to look at it. Mm. You know, when you coming in.
Right. That's true. I mean, yeah. So, I mean, when you put it that way, for the listeners, I think in hindsight, I should have more so just maybe figured out if there was better situations out
look
there.
Look at this nigga being political.
Versus rushing into
it. Look at this nigga being political. You know what?
The moral of the story, y'all make sure y'all just know what y'all getting yourselves into before y'all get involved in it. Not to say that it was a bad deal, but I think if I would have just waited a little bit longer, it might have been a little bit better.
Just in any deal you would have taken.
In any deal, you know?
That's fair.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah.
I think the hunger for the deal, as an artist, I mean, it's just a real thing that's unavoidable, because you feel like that is the validation, that is the stamp,
right,
that
right.
I'm really in this shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm professional now.
I got this paperwork.
Yeah.
I got this contract.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's got terms and conditions on it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, I got a building I can go to where they know my name.
Or you think you can go to?
Huh?
Do that too.
Or do you think you can go?
Who?
Or you think they know your name?
Who?
Mm.
Yeah, if you call, just got signed here. If you call,
who did we meet with last time?
Right.
Debbie, you know what?
Debbie, better not ask for the chairman.
Does the name Debbie mean anything to you?
The name right. Debbie.
Debbie Reynolds? Debbie?
There's no Debbie here.
So hold on, let's go back. Right. At 16, and what age is this where you're getting the Universal thing?
That was 19.
Okay, so let's go back a little bit, young
all
fella.
Right.
At 16, aren't you signed to Wyclef Jean? Is that what happens there?
Yep, 16, I signed to Clef.
And
but he came through Detroit?
No, so right, you know that ain't happening. So he, like, somebody knew Clef's cousin, Jerry Wonder.
It's my guy. Yeah, shout out to Jerry Wonder.
Yeah, Jerry was like,
my God.
Yeah, yeah, and so they wanted to audition my boys and I, like, well, my group and I.
Mm-hmm.
And so we drove from Detroit to New York, did the audition, like, immediately he wanted to sign us. So that's how that deal kind of went. Moved to Jersey, boom. It was an experience, you know?
Yeah.
It was an experience. But Clef, shout out to Clef, man. Great dude.
How long was y'all in Jersey?
Like 2 years.
Oh, so y'all was really getting into it.
Developing.
Yeah, we were recording.
So were you going to school?
High school, yeah, man. I transferred my senior year. It was crazy. Well, 11th grade.
Did you actually do schoolwork in Jersey too, or no?
Oh, I did it.
Tell the truth.
Well, you know. No. Well, you know, man, you move this group from one place to another, a city we've never been to. We were trying to have fun, man.
Right.
You know, young folks getting in trouble.
Yeah. But y'all are enrolled in a New Jersey high school?
Only me. Everybody else had already finished.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so when they're still hanging out, you supposed to go to class?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah,
so you already knew what time it was. Yeah, it's like, man, these dudes, they hanging out all night. I'm trying to study. Like, man, just come on, man, chill with us. I'm like, all right, forget it. It wasn't a good experience. In terms of not doing my work.
Right.
But overall, it was a good experience, you know?
What do you feel like you got from that experience or got from Clef? Because were y'all working with Jerry at the time?
Yeah, we were working with Jerry, Rennell.
Were y'all at Platinum Sound?
Platinum Sound and Booger Basement. And
hold on, what year?
2001, 2002,
okay.
2003.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you working with the guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so what do you feel like, first of all, what did you get from that? And what do you feel like was the part that didn't add up and it ended up dissolving?
I think that what we learned from Clef was more so just staying focused. We were young and it was a new experience. So when you take, like I said, these young kids from one environment to the next, it's like, okay, we just want to have fun. But Clef wanted us to just focus.
He wanted y'all to lock in.
Yeah.
And so some of us did, and some of us wanted to run around and do our thing and not really focus. So ultimately, Clef cut a few members, chopped them down, you know, got rid of them. And then from there, we just try to regroup and get a new group. And then, boom, it just kind of spiraled after that. Because we had new people in the group, and people weren't really just, didn't have the same commitment. Right. So it just kind of threw everything
off. And y'all didn't know them.
Yeah.
And we didn't, well, we knew some of them, but not really.
How many people was in the group?
Four.
Okay.
Four.
All right.
Yeah.
And what was y'all called?
E2G.
What does that mean?
I don't even remember. Elements 2000, something like that. I had no say so in that.
Guild up for E2G.
Right.
Software coming soon.
Yo, the I didn't brothers think of that. B2K.
Right, right.
The brothers of B2K.
Yeah, it wasn't my choice. E2G. It wasn't my choice.
Hey, listen, man. That's probably one of the worst names.
Yo, you know who came up with that name. It wasn't me, so.
Oh, shit.
That's funny.
Oh, my God. Coming to an Android near you. E2G. These apps are off the chain.
Right.
You got that new E2G on your phone. The update is crazy. The new E2G update. Like it's
wild. You ain't shit.
It makes it worse. One of the group members got that name tattooed on him. So.
Yeah.
Sorry, brother.
Yeah. If you're watching this, man, I ain't trying to play you, but
yeah.
You got it stamped E2G. On your doc.
Damn.
What are we? Hey. Come on. Let's come up with some good. Let's fill in that.
Get out of there, man. Get out of there.
Just end it. Just
everything
end.
To get. Evolve.
Together.
Together. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, evolve right. Together.
Together. Eat together.
Eat together.
Eat together.
That, E2G. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That yeah. might work.
It
yeah.
might work.
Yeah.
No,
it didn't work. It didn't work. We tried.
So E2G falls apart for obvious reasons. Start with the name.
Right, that name was
start
bit
with
hideous.
The name.
Bit hideous.
The name. I can't sign nobody in E2G.
Right, right.
I can't walk up in no company telling them, is your E2G network on? You ain't signed on to the E2G?
Right.
That's got the most bandwidth. All right.
Man.
E2G disbands. And what, you go back home?
Went back home.
Back to Detroit.
Back to the D.
So you ain't been home in 2 years.
2 years.
You just pop back up.
Pop back up.
So how does that go too though when you leave Detroit at 16, you leave your senior year and you're like, man, I'm signing the clef. I'm out, y'all.
Holler at me. I got
Because niggas
deal.
In the hood is waiting to see you on TV.
Exactly. Yeah. So I knew what you was alluding to. It was a, let's just say we hit our faces.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know I did. I was like, yo, I'm not even. Like, I disappeared, man.
Really?
Man, because, you going back home, people think, you know, we from the D, so it's kind of like,
did it.
People think you made it. Once we get back, it's like, yo, why y'all back? Like,
You know how I go.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I'm just here for a second until,
yeah, I'm just visiting, man, just for.
Until the paperwork, because this is some new paperwork.
Someone called 911.
Yeah, man, it was, yeah.
Because that going home, going home after, because. Everyone at home, and home is everywhere for everybody, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Going back home after this quote unquote breakthrough, you know what I'm saying, is the hardest lesson
man
to learn from and get over. Like for me, I was never going home.
Mm.
When I got to LA,
that was it.
I'm never going home. Mm. I was filling up a stolen Lincoln Town Car.
What?
With pennies from the ashtray. But I was not going home.
Yeah, that's called determination, man. Shit.
Ever.
Damn.
But that, you know, there's a different lesson in that. I ain't go home, but I went to Rancho Cucamonga.
Mm. Help me out with that one.
Well, you see next Friday, right?
You see next Friday.
Oh,
I'm the king.
Well, that wasn't that bad, right?
He wasn't in that part, though.
Yeah, I wasn't in that part.
He wasn't in that part.
And, I definitely wasn't the king.
All right.
I was walking around Rancho Cucamonga. They was like, ain't sure.
Yeah, he wasn't over there with Uncle Elroy.
No, it's like, you're not having a two-bedroom apartment.
Jeez.
Still
good, though.
Trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Right, because things do fall apart.
They do.
And so at that time, you know, I was on the outs with my label and all of that. Like, that was right before meeting Jay. And when Jay met me, like, I was riding in the town in a four-door Ford Escort.
Crazy.
Manual with roll-down windows.
Nuts.
Yeah, but I wasn't going home.
Mm.
I was like, I'm not going home.
I'm not going home.
Man.
So now we can fast forward to, you got to get back to work because that's how you get discovered.
Pretty
for
much.
For the universal situation.
Yep.
So who, what did you do in between that time while you were trying to keep your face hidden?
You're still young, too. You're
still 18, relatively young. Yeah. You know, I was preparing to go to college at that point.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah. I say at this point, because again, we thought this was the major deal. Mm-hmm. So it's like it didn't happen. So it's like, all right, what's the next option? School. So I went off to Grambling State, and that was that.
Oh, wow.
But I kept singing.
Mm-hmm.
I kept
before singing. He went to Grambling.
Yep. Really? Erykah Badu went to Grambling.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were singing at Grambling?
I was singing at Grambling.
Oh, I know what that did.
Oh, it did something. It did something, man. I'm going to tell you. It was an experience.
Get you a bunch of E2G up there.
Yeah, man.
You can use. Yeah,
you can use.
It's a new thing. It's a new thing. It's everything.
Yeah.
And so, Grambling State. Mm-hmm. And then... Universal?
Are you doing music there at all? Are like in a band up there? No, you just going to school.
No, talent shows.
Oh, but you're doing talent shows.
Talent shows. And Grambling boos you.
Mm.
They boo you.
Yeah.
Bad. But I became popular after singing your records. And that was that.
What'd you sing?
Slow. No, I said maybe I sang Maybe I Deserve and I sang Slowly.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So you didn't get booed?
No. They talk about that to this day.
No way.
I promise you.
That's dope.
They said it was like the best performance they've ever seen in Grambling's history from a student.
Yeah.
I think E-40 would probably...
Yeah.
He would probably have a problem with you saying that because he went there...
Oh, man. Well, performed. I'm a singer. So disregard
on
that.
On the singing side.
On the singing side. Yeah. But no, that was it. And then from there... A guy was working with Jaheim. He hit me up.
Mm.
Apparently, he worked at Grambling. So I went out to Jersey. I started doing work with other people who worked with Jaheim. And from there, just kept focusing on my dream. But then coming back to school, just trying to stay busy with music. Because again, I'm a singer. We're all singers. We want to keep doing it to kind of keep that, you know, keep ourselves polished.
Right.
Yeah. So I kept going.
So when did you get into the space to where you came to see us? What time was that?
That was 2009, 2010.
Okay.
Yeah.
So had a lot of time elapsed between that, right?
Yeah. A lot of time. So in other words, you asking what happened right there?
You're damn right, I'm asking you.
So from there, I was just recording still, talent shows, and that's about it.
Were you working?
I was working.
Where were you working?
You really want to know that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because the people they need to know.
No, I'm gonna tell you. I'm joking.
Yeah. How does this thing go?
Popeye's chicken.
Oh, you gave me the hookup.
Yeah, I would have gave you the hookup.
Because I used to go to Popeye's and they would give me extra tenders and extra fries.
Oh man.
You didn't
eat the biscuits. Same one.
Huh?
Same one. You just knew that they was gonna get that to you
up the street from my mama house.
Wow.
No, I love Popeye's, bro.
No, yeah. Oh yeah.
No, I love Popeye's.
They treat me right.
Oh yeah, they will. Meet the right person.
With that Mardi Gras mustard? That Mardi Gras mustard got just the
and they got a good apple pie.
The best apple
people
pie.
People be talking about the other, they got a good apple pie.
That's
man.
A fact, they do. They
ain't nobody messing with that.
So you're at Popeye's
mm-hmm.
before or after the Universal deal?
After
the Universal deal.
Yeah, so that's how real it gets. You may think you about to make it,
yeah,
but you back to the streets.
Back to the streets.
And you in Detroit.
In the D.
Mm-hmm. Popeyes was
you want to shout that Popeyes out?
They fired me, man.
Oh, okay. You're not shouting them out.
They fired me, man. Y'all know who y'all, 8 Mile and Burnt Road.
Why they fire you?
No, man.
What you do?
Giving away free food.
I'd have fired your ass, too.
I know you would have.
I'm trying to run a business here.
But I'm trying to hook up my people. You know, they made enough money.
He gave me extra tenders. Come on,
It was a lot of biscuits.
It's a lot of biscuits.
No, but still grinding, man. We're still grinding.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But you know.
And how did you get out of Popeyes?
I got fired.
Of course, they fired you. How do you get from Popeyes
to
coming to see us? So, what record company were you at when you came to see us?
Universal Republic.
Yeah. No, he said Popeyes is after Universal Republic.
No.
No.
Universal
was before.
Before, you know, okay.
And the Republic is after.
And then you get to,
right. That was the Wyclef situation when we came back home.
You go to Popeye's after Wyclef.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. Don't judge me right now. It's a little.
Nobody's judging. Hey, listen, listen. You have to work.
You gotta work. You have to
take
man.
Care of yourself. It ain't that people get too caught up.
Yep.
Emphasis on caught up.
Facts.
With what kind of job or where the job. Like, bro, do something to take care of yourself.
Yeah, man. It's important.
Yeah.
Are you gonna sit in that cell and wish you would have done something else?
Facts.
To take care of yourself.
That's a fact.
You know what I mean? Because we've all faced it at some point in our life where it's like, whew, these what the ounce is going for?
How much? Tell me how. What exactly do I got to do? I take the bag,
right?
You know what I mean? Just like everybody's especially in our community.
Yeah, man.
Especially in our community, man. It's always this quick fix, this easy way out, and it's actually the easiest way in.
Mm.
They gonna lock your ass up
inevitably if you keep going.
They're going to lock you up, and sometimes you won't even make it to the keep.
Mm.
It's niggas out here that got. Oh man, I just had a. I was hustling for about a week.
Bust they cherry, nigga, and also got busted.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like, I respect it.
Appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Man.
I respect it.
Yeah. Yeah. The sad part is some people don't respect it.
All right. So there we were, cruising through the new open air zoo when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days, like literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50, and it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Taking care of yourself is a real thing.
It is, man.
Right? And so what you learn about, you know, doing this, doing music, is that, it's crazy, we just had this conversation. Like, doing music under duress is way different than doing music because you love to do music. And so most people go through this duress process where they're under pressure for the, they put the pressure on the music to perform. It has to perform in such a way in order for them to survive.
Right.
Which is a tough space to make music from.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, having that job to make sure your bills are paid will give you less time in the space. But when you're making the music, making money's not on your mind.
Facts.
Making music is.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Now, when you get in front of the chicken, you know what that is.
Yeah.
What chicken you talking about?
Man, I can go a few different ways. So I don't know.
Whatever.
Why you asking like this? Whatever. Chicken you talked about.
Whatever, man. Y'all made me hungry, bro. Y'all start talking about, you know what I mean?
That's wild. That's wild.
That job, that thing that I just believe we gotta teach, you know, anybody coming up in entertainment or anybody coming up in any field that in the beginning is a labor of love until you actually become economically self-sufficient in that space. You gotta do something to make sure that you're okay.
Facts.
Because it takes a toll on the mind to be trying to figure out, like, I had a baby early. You gotta feed the baby. I had a wife early. You gotta take care of the wife. You got all of these things.
Hit you hard, man.
So you writing songs like your life is on the line. And most of us are from that fire, from sleeping on floors and all of these things. Right. We were built in that fire. But something happened when we were able to just really do this because we love to do it.
Right.
Something special happened. And don't shy away from that. Don't shy away from that foundation or making sure that people understand that part of the story, because Popeye's chicken is important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For real.
It got me to this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was an experience.
So you go to Republic.
Yep.
And how do you get to us?
I can't remember her name, but I would always say, she would always ask, who's your favorite artist? I'm like, man, I say Tank. Say, who else? I'm like, Tank. Who else? Tank. She's like, it gotta be somebody else. I'm like, well, I like James Brown, you know, Gerald Levert, you know, Boyz II Men, of course. But she's like, but who really inspired Tank? So I ain't just saying that because you hear it, man. Anybody who knows me, they know it's the truth. So she was like, oh, that's interesting. I'm gonna see if I know him. I'm gonna see if I can figure it. I'm like, if you know him, you definitely know who he is. She surprised me. Went over to, was it Harvey Mason?
Yep.
I was knocked out. I never forget this day, man. Steve Urkel's name. What's his name again?
Jaleel.
I woke up, man. I was knocked out. Because, I mean, you, quite frankly, you took a while. You ain't come on time, but it's all right. You came. And then when you got there, you were singing like, who's this John Brown? Who's this John? I'm like, that voice sound familiar. And then you started doing runs. I'm like, nah, that ain't no Tank. And it was you. And that was that.
Was it at the Edmonds? Is that Edmonds been, right?
I think.
Third floor? Had to be.
Wait, did Jaleel was at the studio with us?
He was there in the room, like he was in the waiting room or something, like warming up some food. I woke up, I'm like, is that Steve Irwin?
Yeah, that's my dog, so he probably
I was like, what? And he was in there. He was like, yeah. You know, of course, I'm like, man, can you do the article and all that? He's like, nah.
No,
man,
you did.
I promise. But I'm young. I'm young, man. But it was... Yo, man, don't judge me. Don't judge me.
Judge that.
Don't judge me, man.
Listen, people. Pocket. Listen, people.
It's a truthful moment.
No, absolutely. But listen, people. When you see.
Don't ever do it.
When you see people that you know, you love something that they've done or that, you know, you respect it, just tell them that.
Right. Leave it
there. Don't ask them. Like, don't run up on Carlton talking about can you do the Carlton or Alfonso Ribeiro.
Alfonso Ribeiro.
Right.
And ask him to do the Carlton dance.
Right.
Don't run up on Jaleel White and ask him to do the Urkel.
Yeah, man. Don't you do it. Mm-mm.
But he was cool about it. He was just like, oh, no.
You caught him on a good day.
Yeah. I believe it. Yeah. So I wasn't expecting that, man, because this is my first time really in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, dang, what? People really around? And when you came up the steps, I'm like, yo, this is nuts. And that was that. Yeah. Yeah.
What did we, what was the song? What was that song?
Hustle Hard.
Hustle Hard, yeah.
Hustle Hard. That one. Man, we did like four of them.
I got them somewhere too. I got those records.
You
got
to pull those up, yeah, Jay.
I got those records.
I know Hustle Hard was one of them.
Yeah, uh-huh. Hustle Hard was absolutely one of them.
Yeah. But yeah. I was just excited I was there, man. That was my whole thing.
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm working with my idol, so.
And so you, at this point, you're still living in Detroit, but you just flew in to do the sessions.
Yeah, true. Okay. Yep.
What came of those sessions in terms of like...
The ones with you?
With the label just and all that, like your journey in recording those records.
Nothing happened with those records. Mm-hmm. Something should have happened with those records, but I think people wanted to take me in a different direction.
Mm-hmm.
And so... Yeah, that was that. Ultimately, the deal ended, though. I feel like if we had the right music during that time, it would have been a little more sustainable.
So that deal ended, too?
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah.
You sound like me. I went from deal to deal.
Man.
Like, we're done over here.
It was a rough one.
So what is the next deal? How do you get to the next place? And when do you start putting out records? And let's get to this top 10 space.
The next deal, what happened after that? I stopped doing music. I was done.
After
the Universal
Republic.
Yeah, man. Depression set in. And it's real. You know, it hits you, man. At some point when you just figure out, okay, is this really for me? You psych yourself out, man. I was basically at war with myself at that point. Mm-hmm. You know, the deal ended, so it's like, where do I go from here? You know, because the focal point is music. So it's like, if you're not focused on school, you're not focused on working, what comes next?
Mm-hmm.
So I was just working a whole bunch of odd jobs after that, pretty much.
For how long?
For a minute.
Like years?
Years. Funeral homes, all sorts of stuff.
You worked at a funeral home?
Mm-hmm.
Like with the bodies?
Yup.
Like embalming the bodies?
No, but I was like an apprentice, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was there doing the process and everything.
So you like bro on P-Valley?
I've never seen P-Valley.
Yeah,
but I know dude, you. I heard the story.
Yeah, one of the dudes we work. He work in the funeral.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I was just trying to make ends meet, man, at a funeral.
And here's a question. Going back to the the real conversations.
Mm-hmm.
What are the people at home saying that know you can sing, that know you've had these deals? And
I mean, I've heard stories. No one really said anything to me, but you know how it goes. Like, oh, he fell off. You know, it's over for him. He had a few records. Same stuff we all probably heard before, you know. Mm-hmm. But again, man, it takes a toll on you. You know, once you realize, like, I'm not where I want to be, you know. And so, I mean, I would assume that's how some of the stories went.
Mm-hmm.
People just talking crap about you. But that's how it goes, you know.
And what gets you back into it?
The love for music, man, you know. My manager hit me up and was like, man, you want to get back at it? I was like, nah, I'm cool. Because it's like, is it going to happen?
Right.
You know, based on those previous experiences. So I'm like, I'm straight. He was like, man, let's just give another try. I'm like, nah, I'm cool. Go to New York, record a few records. Then I had a top 10 record within like the next 5 to 6 months.
Really?
After recording it. Yeah.
Who did that record?
I don't know. That's a good question. I just recorded it. I don't know who wrote it. Someone else wrote it. I sang it, and then, he just put it out.
Who Maurice should start?
Maurice should start doing his thing.
Working his magic.
Working his magic.
What was the name of the song?
Sunrise, Sunset.
Sunrise, Sunset.
And this is after how many years off?
12 to 14.
Golly.
Yeah. So performing, everything. I was just like, yo, I can't do this.
You didn't do none of it?
Nothing. Nothing.
Just worked?
Just worked. Yeah, man. I was depressed, man. It was tough. When I say tough, it was tough. So by the grace of God, man, I just...
You got that phone call.
He brought me back to it, yeah.
So that top five breathed a different life into you, though.
It did, man. But like then, of course, there's... You still have your tennis, like, eh. We doing it independently, which, by the way, is a great thing, you know? But still, you know, I still have these, you know, these preconceived notions, like, will it happen, you know? But then after that, we had another one. And then another one, and then another one, and then another one. And then I had one with my bro. So, five top 10 records.
Name them. Name the top 10 records.
So, Sunrise, Sunset was the first. Give It To You was the second. Vibe. No, Moon was the third. Vibe was the fourth. Don't Rush was the fifth.
Don't Rush.
So, five. Yeah.
Don't Rush.
I get a little excited, so I miss, you know, I miscalculated.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Hey, don't judge me. I'm messing with you.
It's funny because I think I've never taken a 14 year off, but shoot, I was at five. You know what I'm saying? Where I just had to try and figure it out.
Yeah.
Straight up. Because
it was like,
yeah.
And I was at a point where I didn't even want to.
02 to 07?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't want to give nobody no music.
Yeah.
But I was like, what else am I going to do?
Right.
Jesus, I've gotten fired from every job I had. I'm no good at 9 to 5.
Yeah, man.
I was like, am I going to train people? Like, what am I going to do? You know what I'm saying? And then I go into this space to where, you know, I'm working with Fox, and then, you know, I meet the Underdogs, and then meet Jay, and then we just, you know, the music just starts flowing in that way. And finally, I wasn't the person that got me back into being an artist.
Wow.
And Harvey looked at me and said, hey, man, we should do a Tank album. I was like, why would we do that? Let's just do a Tank album. Let's do some Tank songs.
So your focal point was just writing at that point.
I was just writing and producing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's all I had. Label wouldn't blink at me.
Insane.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, an album like Sex, Love, and Pain comes from pain.
Right.
from really all the pain I was going through during that time.
But also freedom. Yeah. Also freedom, too, though, because, you, like you said, you worked.
Yeah.
You stayed working, right?
Mm-hmm.
You found another space.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which is tough for a lot of artists as well to say... especially someone who has had success as an artist first.
Right.
To say, you know what, all these great songs I'm writing, I'm going to give them away.
Right.
I'm going to give all my babies away to everyone else. And then I'm going to watch, you know, I remember going to the Millennium Tour.
I remember. I knew you was going to say
that. And seeing multiple songs that I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
You know what I mean? I'm sorry, I call it the Millennium Tour. Now, yes.
Scream Tour. Yeah.
The Scream Tour.
Yeah.
Nice.
Seeing multiple songs that I've written being performed by someone else.
So what did that do to you?
For me, I enjoyed it.
Right.
Because I was never a artist who looked at it from the space of, these are just my songs and I can't, touch my songs.
Yeah.
I never looked at it like that.
Right.
I never had that mindset. So for me, but I had also not had my own records at that point. You know what I mean? That were moving, and I had, you know, like, he had already seen the world and been performing these records everywhere. Mm-hmm. For me, yeah, I had deals and I had, you know, was working on different stuff, but it wasn't like I knew that they would scream different if I sang them.
Right.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just embrace it, but I'm like, damn, this is crazy. Like, these people fuck with.
Right.
They like it.
Thousands shit I and wrote thousands
about,
of people.
Some shit I wrote about some situations.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? It's crazy, man. So I think, but having the freedom of being able to, like he said, do it without distress.
Mm. Yeah.
Because at that point, during that point, we was having such a good time at the Underdogs.
Right.
You know what I mean? We was having a ball at the Underdogs, right,
yeah.
Man. It was really amazing.
I didn't even have a lot of money either, but...
It's a good time.
I was having a good time.
Yeah. Right. Which made things easier.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fun. And like back to, but Jay, it was, there was no duress. There was no pressure.
We had enough of white tees.
We had white tees and Air Force One. I don't know where they was getting these Air Force Ones from, but they would come in boxes off the boat.
And y'all warm.
And we had boxes. Yeah. We called them marshmallows.
Yeah.
We had a gang of marshmallows. Warm too.
Like, you got to imagine it's 10, at least 10 guys up there that are just working.
Yep.
Wow. We were a full machine.
Nice.
We were a full machine. And this is what we're doing every day. So, like, we had the people that would bring us the white tees, and they would bring them in 50s.
Yeah,
crazy.
They would bring white tees in 50s, in a bundle of 50.
Nuts.
And then you would bring Air Force Ones in a bundle of 20 or 30.
Yeah,
what? Everybody come get they one or two pairs that week or that, whatever.
Did you have to pay for them?
Yeah, it was paid for them.
But it was delivered.
It was delivered, though. Like, this place, bro, like the Edmonds building.
It's legendary.
Memories.
It's legendary, man.
It's legendary.
It was legendary. It was a good time. And, you know, people were just being able to be creative and, you know, ultimately either get themselves back, keep their shit going.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, come through there. Like, whatever it was, you know, it was just it was a great moment in time.
Yeah.
It was a great moment in time.
And look at y'all now.
Still working.
Yeah.
Still working.
Still locked in.
But having a lot of fun.
Having a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, ultimately.
Having a lot of fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, we get to now create moments. We're cultivating a really cool moment with this, right? You know, running to you, my brother, and say, we need to do something. We need to create a moment. You know, taking a record that was for me, I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
This will work perfect.
I'm still surprised at that.
This will work perfect for John Brown.
Thank you, brother.
Mm. I like that record a lot.
I know you did.
And I was like, oh.
I was like, yeah, he ain't giving me this.
When Travis sent it to me, I was like, he played it for me. He was like, you know, I know you're still working. I just want to play something. Because, you know, Travis is real modest.
Yeah,
I just
want to
play something for you. You know, it's just a vibe. I don't, you know, if you feel it, if you're going to be on it like that. But you're going to play it for you. Play for you. You played. I was like, there's something in there.
Mm.
I was like, the vibe is crazy. All you have every melody we need in the song. Let's just change the structure just a little bit. I said, yeah, I need this. And then I was like, no, I don't. John Brown needs this.
Wow.
John Brown needs this. And I called you straight away. I said, we got one.
Yeah. Pretty much verbatim based on what you just said.
We got one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just, you know, seeing you and Mo walk in the building and like, it was like for you, for you it was like when Mo was like, okay, this is really happening.
Yeah.
We're really going to do this.
Yeah.
And it felt like maybe a bunch of people said they were going to do some things, or maybe a bunch of people said some things were going to happen.
Yep.
And we were able to actually come through for you.
Yeah, so shouts out to you, man.
Oh, no. Well, let's
come on, man.
Did you clap for yourself?
That just depends.
Might as well.
For the moment. I'm happy we were able to come through for that. It's crazy. We shooting that video, and I got sick on that video.
You sick as a dog.
Yeah, man. It was...
He was gone.
I had food poisoning for the next I don't know how many days.
That's nuts.
Yeah. I lost 13 pounds in like 4 days.
And still managed to record it. Or film it, rather.
I think we got enough.
No, I mean,
but I was...
Yeah. That was a lot, man.
He was cooked.
I was cooked.
Considering how you were feeling.
I was like, there for you, brother.
Man.
I was like, I'd be there for my brother.
Yeah, yeah.
So what is... After your fifth top 10,
mm-hmm.
What is your movement now? And how do you feel now coming from all of these deals that you've been through,
mm-hmm.
coming from a 12, 13, 14 year layoff, coming back to now starting to, you know, really pick up some momentum in this space that you've always wanted to be in?
The move now is to keep going. You know, we got my new album out, Chapter and Verse. It's doing pretty well. So shouts out to my team, you know, SRG, you know, Virgin. You know, we making some traction, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We just dropped a deluxe version, so it's been doing pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're working on a new album, so it's just putting out music, man, about to prepare for a new single.
Mm-hmm. So do you continue to try to keep things in the market? Like, because you're working from an independent sense.
Basically.
Right? Yeah. So obviously you're not waiting on, you know, release schedules and that whole thing.
Right.
Or are you? Or do you have, like, for you, like, okay, I'm going to put something out every 6 months. I got, you know, this content, this. Like, give us a breakdown of how your business works. Of keeping you relevant
question.
In the space.
So, I mean, I would say, like, every 6 months, you know, because it takes, 6 months for a record to, well, I guess it depends on the lifeline.
But, yeah, for sure. I mean, we can say
six months.
To materialize and give you something.
I would say every 6 months, just constantly putting stuff out, because consistently is the key, right? So I think at this point, considering we've had the success, mm-hmm. the only way to do it now is to keep moving. So mm-hmm. we just putting out music, man. And
how's your road life?
It's looking good.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know, it's there. Not all the way there, but it's mm-hmm. there. You know, I'm happy. You know, it's definitely a process, man. I say that. You mm-hmm. know, but in terms of road life in general, it's doing its thing.
And how do you feel like the fans are responding to the music? You know what I mean? Like when you sing your top 10 songs, do you see the yeah. excitement? Do you see the word for word? And
I do.
And
I do.
You can hand the mic out there and let them do the rest. How does Don't Rush feel? That's a good question, because I haven't been out there for Don't Rush yet.
Yeah, that's the one. So it's a great feeling, I tell you that. Now that you can really, I think Don't Rush, no, I know Don't Rush is like that defining record.
Mm-hmm.
And considering you on a record with me, so mm-hmm. like now when I perform, people singing it with me, it's just yeah. like.
Do you sing his part?
I stay away from it.
Hey, man, it's your song, man.
But you know what? I just did a show in Buffalo, and I attempted it. I mean, I ain't going to say attempted.
Man, you can sing, man.
I did it. But sometimes you get in your own head. But I made it work, man. Yeah. I made it work. Or I just get a mic to the audience, and they just sing it. So,
who was on that show you did in Buffalo?
Oh, this young lady named Mavis. She's a dope artist.
Mm-hmm.
She's from like North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. What are another Mavis?
She's really dope. So shouts out to Mavis. She's pretty dope. But it was just her and I, basically. Mm-hmm. And some guy named Dudley. Old school cat from LA, but dope.
So it was your show. You were the
I mean, no, it was my show. I was like the headliner, but.
Yeah, you were the headliner. Say you just a headliner.
You know.
Say it.
I was the headliner.
Man, say what you just got there.
I was the headliner. No. So shouts out to Buffalo, man. Shouts out to Buffalo.
Listen, this is the thing, right? You know, I think success, right, it can be defined differently for anybody
yeah.
that you ask this question. But the fact that you are doing what you love to do again.
Right.
And that you are finally having some real success with it, you know, that's defining. You know what I mean? And as you fight for more, as you push for more,
mm-hmm.
you know, to continue to go higher and continue to grow, you know what I mean? Like really, really realize and understand where you've come from.
Right.
How far you've come.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And embrace it and enjoy it.
Yeah,
hell yeah,
and stand on it.
Yeah, you're right.
You went from a 14-year layoff to 5 top tens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you feel like you can look at it and say, "This is my career now"? Have you had that moment?
You hit me with all the great questions, man. That's a really tough one.
Jay's good.
It's funny you mention that, because I thought about that yesterday.
I don't only look like a Mara Shaw.
Right?
I'm actually a Mara Shaw.
Right.
I don't only look like a Mara Shaw. Who do I look like, guys? Fuck it.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
I had a BC from
Miles. That motherfucking beanie on, nigga.
That's funny. Oh, man. I got to sit this.
No, but seriously,
I mean, I can say I can officially say it's a career. Yeah, I've arrived in a sense.
Yeah,
but I can say it's a career now. You know,
because people get caught up in thinking it has to be a certain thing,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Other than this is something that I love to do,
mm-hmm.
takes care of me, takes care of my family.
Right.
I get up and do it, and I can go find a gig, and I can go perform, and I can, yeah. you know what I mean? I got records on the radio, yeah. and you know what I mean? So yeah. that's why I asked.
No, that's a great question. No, I talked about this the other day to a few friends, and I'm like, man, I honestly can say that it's a career now.
You have a career in music.
But that record, Don't Rush, I think that really made it.
Solidified it.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So thank you, man.
No, we got to.
I ain't going to clap again.
I love that.
No. We got to get on stage. You know what I'm saying? You got to be somewhere doing the show.
I know, man.
And then I just got to. When's your next show?
My next show, New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to work.
That would have been dope. He's like, no, I'm already locked down.
No. I got a gig, man.
Stay working, man.
No, I got it. And New Year's Day is me and my son's birthday.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, we always find ourselves somewhere tropical.
That's funny.
Man. Yeah, man.
What you want for your birthday?
Huh?
What you want for your birthday?
More.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
More.
More beanies.
That's funny.
It's winter time, baby.
That's what I want.
It's winter time. Yeah.
Give me some different color beanies. Yeah.
That multi-pack.
Give me that multi-pack.
Yeah.
Hang on the side.
Give me the multi-pack, baby.
When they roll up a little.
Right. No. Here's the funniest question. Here's the funniest thing. So on the plane, on this plane headed to Paris when the kids went to Paris to perform.
He's flossing.
It wasn't my plane.
Don't throw it in my face.
It wasn't my plane. And this young lady, this little girl, shout out to my guy Albie, is his daughter, right? And she has to be, you know, one of them little kids that just is a star.
Oh, yeah.
And she's not even trying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's smart, eloquent, beautiful, everything.
Right.
She has all the tools. And she's looking at me and she's like, I've seen you wear that beanie a lot.
She's observant. Yeah.
No. Fully observant. She's like, do you like beanies? And I'm like, yeah, I think I do. She said, wow, you have any other colors? I said, no.
Subliminal jab.
No, she's subliminally like,
yeah,
she's
whooping his ass. Yeah.
She's like, I mean, since you like them a lot, you should probably get a lot of colors. I could see you in like a blue,
oh, snap.
Maybe a white, maybe a green. What do you think?
Like what?
I'm enjoying the black beanie I have
I
on.
I see you out here with a white beanie on, like you was part of Snow Patrol. Boy.
I said, listen, I'm from a town where we wear dark colors. We keep, you know, the grays, the blues,
right.
The black. You know, we stay right
I'm
here.
From a town.
She's like, well, you should do that. You should get more beanies. I like the beanies on you. And so for the rest of the trip,
you still wore the same beanie?
She said, hey, beanie.
Hey, beanie.
Wow.
I think one time we got on the bus, we was at somewhere, she said, still rocking the beanie. I was like,
that's funny.
Oh, yeah, that's
boy,
great.
You smart.
That's great.
She sounds funny.
Yeah, maybe I want some beanies for my birthday.
All right.
Where's your show? Listen, let me know where you're going to be after that. Okay. And I'm going to pull up.
Oh, man.
All right, I'm holding you to that.
No, I'm going to pull up.
I believe you.
You know, yeah, you know I'm pull up.
If you say you're going to do it.
I can't wait to pull up.
Oh, man.
Walk out there on that stage real slow.
Keep your shirt on, man. Keep your shirt.
No, I will not.
I'm still.
You can't manage my turn up.
Oh, man.
At his show?
What you mean?
I'm just asking.
Thanks, Jay. Thank you.
No, I was asking.
Go ahead. Do you.
Man, do some push-ups in between now and January or February.
Man, that what they call it, In-N-Out? It's still calling me.
In-N-Out is different, ain't it?
It's a tough one.
it's
a journey.
One.
It's a journey, man. It's a journey.
All right, listen, man. I want to get into your R&B mind.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to get into your R&B mind. Mm-hmm. You know, you sing the R&B. You got top 10 records in R&B.
Mm-hmm.
But do you really know R&B? Let's get into this top 5 segment.
Uh-oh.
There'll be theme music soon. So,
you know, I figured. I was waiting
silence,
for it.
That's where it's
I was
be.
Waiting for it.
Watch.
Oh, snap. Is that the theme music?
I hope not.
It's got a lot of porn on it.
Right? I didn't want to say it.
A lot of Ron Jeremy on that.
Yikes.
Shout out to Pinky.
Hey, man.
I grew up on Pinky.
Pinky was a... Yeah.
Vanessa Del Rio. Wasn't that a time? Wasn't that a time?
Oh, shit.
Obsession. Anybody want to talk? You know what? Too far. We're getting the top fives, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your top 5 R&B artists?
All right. Before I say this, don't take no offense to it.
No, it's your, five.
To the viewers.
Your 5.
My top 5. No specific order, though, right?
No, order. Your world.
Yeah. Who you are?
All right, my top 5. Teddy Pendergrass.
Mm-hmm. Strong.
Usher.
Mm-hmm. Got to do that.
Genuine.
Ooh. The Wine? That's my guy.
R. Kelly.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Don't be scared of it.
Are we 4 right now?
You're 4.
Yeah, 4.
And Tank.
Four. And Tank. Round it out.
It's Tank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hell of a list. Hell of a list. I made
hey, man. I mean, that's my 5.
Make sure you had them beanies on deck for me.
Man. Hey, man. The multi-pack.
The multi-pack of
give
beanies.
Me the multi-pack.
Them motherfuckers going to fit like this.
Ah, right. On the side.
Bad cotton.
You can't buy,
right,
you can't right. buy beanies worst. As a multi-pack,
gonna roll up
man.
After the second watch.
Pretty much. Man.
All right. Top 5 R&B songs.
Ooh. Dang. Does it matter the year?
No, no. It's top five. I don't.
All right.
Could be BC. You know what to be.
All right.
Is that before
6812? In my opinion, 6812 by Brian McKnight.
Ooh, wow.
That's one of my favorite records.
Hmm.
Why am I forgetting the name of this song? Help me out.
Let's chill.
Slow. Let's chill.
Okay.
Let's chill.
Love that. Monster record.
Maybe I Deserve.
Hmm. That record's okay.
Right. Wonder who sings that.
Yeah, it lists twice, guys. Start treating me different.
Nope.
Is it nope?
I don't want to say that one.
You can if you want to.
Your Body's Calling Me, R. Kelly.
Great record.
Great record.
Did I already say R. Kelly before?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did.
He's on your top five artists.
Damn,
top five
my artists. Bad.
You're good. What do you mean?
That song's just dope.
Yeah.
Sweet Lady, Tyrese.
Mm.
Great R&B record.
Great R&B record.
Written by a young man.
Young man.
15, 16 years old.
Wait. Young man.
Written by who?
Jonte
also was a kid when
he was like
that
15
record.
When he wrote that record. Yeah.
He was a kid.
Wow.
He was
a kid when he wrote that record. All right, that's.
He's a monster. Yeah. Monster songwriter.
That's nuts. I never knew that.
Yeah.
And no offense. But yeah. I mean, obviously I know Jonte, but I'm just saying, I didn't know that.
You got joints. He'll surprise you.
Crazy.
Who's surprised? He surprised Neo on Versus.
Mm.
Neo was like, "You did that?
That's nuts."
Just drank his wine.
Right, humble.
Yeah, I did that.
Super humble. Like, yeah, I did that. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay, we're not done. We're gonna put together R&B Voltron.
Mm.
Right. And who are you going to get the vocals from? Performance style, styling, and passion of the artist. Who are you going to get the vocals to build your R&B artist?
One artist?
One artist.
Tank.
You know what? I'm going to have it.
Y'all go.
You know, I ain't going to say what this
I
is.
I mean, listen. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. Like, so.
Y'all going to learn to respect me.
So I'm not just saying that because I'm on their podcast. I'm just being brutally honest.
That's just his podcast on that side.
Well,
I ain't saying them
well,
damn
all right.
Song.
We're going to do a merger right now. But vocally, I feel like you would definitely
Thank
know
you,
where
bro.
To go.
Thank
so,
you,
I've
been trying to get some respect around here for a long time.
I know. I could no, I'm joking.
Get some better snacks, nigga.
Right. Get some cheeses ain't really.
Hey, what happened?
Looking a little dry. I'm joking.
Who are you getting the performance style from?
Bobby Brown.
If you could do the
if
Bobby
I, boy,
Brown. Boy.
Yeah, that's
bad. They lucky I can't do what Bobby Brown was doing
Bobby,
on stage.
Yeah, Bobby's crazy.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Tank, yeah. Bobby.
Who you getting, the third? Who you getting the styling from? What do you want the artist to look like?
That's a good question.
When you look on stage, who be having that shit on?
Man, a lot of people can dress, man. That's a tough one. Keeps what?
Yeah, the
classic.
Sweat.
I mean, he has
the sweat be
crazy
fly.
Style.
Classic.
Or
the sweat
or,
be fly.
No, no.
Yeah.
You gotta change it.
Nah,
keep
the sweat be fly, man.
Keep sweat.
Sweat
keep
is the gentleman on stage.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
lift my foot, baby, so I can see these red bottoms.
You know, baby.
So that's
you
what you
do.
Dress.
Sweat.
They
dress.
They got, you know, they gonna see it. You know.
Yeah. You know, once I kick Miami.
Yeah.
You know.
Right.
This time I'm changing three times. I normally only change twice. They know I got it on me.
Right.
And then, who you getting the passion from? The heart of the artist.
Jailbert. Yeah. One of my favorite performers.
Yes.
And singers. Yeah.
Jailbert.
He didn't miss.
No.
The guy.
No, man. He
didn't miss.
Crazy.
He didn't miss.
Yeah.
He didn't miss.
Mm-hmm.
He got the same reaction with his clothes on. Right. Better reaction with his clothes on. I do my clothes off.
Yeah, he's crazy. He's crazy.
Yeah, use what you got, man. Yeah,
he's just a guy.
Yeah, facts.
He's a guy.
That's a great Voltron.
Mm-hmm. And his pops.
Yeah. Oh man, yeah, it's over. Yeah. His dad is. Yeah. Insane.
Eddie. Yeah. So we got another segment, man.
Tell all right, give me
another, another very, very, very important segment.
You done?
It's called I Ain't Saying No Names.
Mm-hmm. Oh, snap.
You know what I mean? And you've experienced this business. Or, you know, or the streets of Detroit, either one.
Wait,
you,
hold on. Will this matter? Potentially get me...
I don't know, brother. I don't know.
Now they,
I don't know.
Now they doing some stuff.
Just listen to the
second. You know what I mean? You tell your story how you want to tell your story.
All right.
So it's called I Ain't Saying No Names.
Mm-hmm.
And the story can be either funny or fucked up, or funny and fucked up. The only rule is you can't say the names of the people in the story that maybe did the shit to you or, you know, for you, whatever.
Mm.
No names.
The other participants cannot be named.
Mm-hmm.
So this right here is John Brown's I Ain't Saying No Names.
One person?
It's your world.
Do what you do.
But in the industry.
Your world.
You do what you do.
All right.
Ain't no rules.
I ain't saying no names.
Mm-hmm.
Start off like that.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't the one who slept with your girlfriend. Flat out. That's it. I wasn't the one who slept with your girlfriend. After that show. Yeah. Now, we all know who did. But you know I wasn't the one.
That's actually kind of good. Dang. That's actually pretty good.
I mean, your ass. It wasn't me story.
Yeah, okay. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
It was not me, no.
If you watch the R&B Money podcast,
it they wasn't asked. Him. They definitely wasn't me. It wasn't me.
I know you think it's me.
He still do.
But it ain't me.
It wasn't me, no. You asked.
Was it you?
No, no. Mm-mm. No, I've never been that type of dude. So,
okay.
Yeah. We know who did it, though.
Mm.
We know. You know.
I don't know.
I know.
Shit.
I just want to catch you. Jay, like, man, I don't know what you talking about.
I wasn't on that tour.
My best with you. I'm messing with you. But no, that was that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was. Yeah.
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 Well, look here, man. Yeah, of course, you are a brother, man. You know, you mm-hmm. you family. So,
thank you, Doc.
You know, having you here goes without saying. There's more for you, man.
Thank you.
There's more for you to do, and. Really aggressively get to it.
Yeah.
Don't let these moments pass you by without taking advantage of every single part of it.
Right.
And inserting yourself, if no one is willing to insert you into whatever conversation
right.
or position that is, aggressively. Because now the conversation is different. And it's not, you know, it's not, well, I think I can do it. It's, motherfucker, I can do it.
Right.
I'm doing it.
Exactly.
Your hand has to be raised different.
Yeah.
Your conversation got to feel different. You're a nice guy.
I try to be.
You're nice, humble, meek, and you got 5 top 10 records.
Yep.
Now it's time to act like it.
My guy.
Take what's yours, my brother.
My God. I'm going to take it, man. I believe it. I'm ready.
You sure?
I'm positive. Yeah. I'm here. You had me here. Y'all had me here. I'm here.
There it is.
Yeah.
We want to see.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast.
Yes, it is.
The authority on all things R&B. That this thing is about a journey. And just when you think the journey is over, it can start all over again. You can be top 10, 500. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. John Brown.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, thank you.
R&B Money!
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/RMB Money.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm.
Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.